He took off Columbus Day weekend, plus one Sunday and one Saturday. But other than that, Bill de Blasio has had at least one fundraiser a day in October. He brought in the most money, more than $500,000, on October 21st, the day of a fundraiser featuring former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. But city election law doesn't require candidates to disclose the host of those fundraisers. The de Blasio campaign voluntarily named fundraiser hosts during his primary campaign. It's prominent on his website under the banner Transparency in all caps. But until WNYC reached out this week, that page had not been updated since August 15th, just as de Blasio surged in public polls during the primary. The campaign sent over a list of its 446 fundraising hosts since the primary. It shows the furious pace of events and who has joined de Blasio's fundraising circuit as the city's political establishment has closed ranks around him. Former Mayor David Dinkins and former Council Speaker Peter Vallone Sr. have hosted events. Longtime Clinton advisor Harold Ickes did too, along with Paul Adler, a former Rockland County Democratic Committee chairman who went to prison a decade ago on corruption charges. Adler's been host at two de Blasio events since the primary. An October 20th event brought together former primary opponents. Among the hosts were former Council Speaker Christine Quinn, National Teachers Union President Randy Weingarten, who backed Bill Thompson, and Sex and the City actress Cynthia Nixon, a longtime de Blasio backer. The campaign has generally prohibited reporters from fundraisers. The public also doesn't know how much money each fundraising host helped bring in. Campaigns do have to disclose fundraisers who bundle donations outside campaign events. Four of de Blasio's top seven bundlers are connected to the taxi industry. His top fundraiser is a lobbyist for yellow cab fleet owners. He's brought in more than $230,000. For WNYC, I'm Anna Sale.